from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When's the last time the Eagles acquired a player from in the division that worked out for the Eagles?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, Brian Mitchell did.
Yeah, as a special team.
Saquon hopefully will, obviously. But in the division, acquisition that worked out for the Eagles. So Darren Smith did not from the Cowboys. Chris Boniel did not from the Cowboys.
DeMarco Murray didn't.
DeMarco Murray did not. Miles Austin.
Definitely Miles Austin did not work out. Okay, hold on.
There was that linebacker from Washington. Ryan Kerrigan was horrible.
Oh, Ryan Kerrigan was a disaster. All right. Well, this is not good here.
Anything else on the Giants?
Steve Smith, that
Steve
receiver.
Smith stunk.
That didn't work.
So I did like that safety they had. He played for Parcells early in his career. And then Greg Jackson, right? He was a safety on the 90, either 5 or 6 team. So he was good. You had Greg Jackson, Mike Zordich back there as your safeties. And I think Doc took his job eventually. He was good for a year or two. But you're right. It's pretty rare.
Yeah, and you know, I do think if you go through that list of players, like really only DeMarco Murray was in his prime, quote unquote.
Well, he wasn't, but we thought he might be.
Like Kerrigan, Miles Austin, those guys were at the end of their career. It's not a good list.
Well, this is a different kind of trade. I mean, a first rounder, Dotson acquired. Obviously, there's upside, but he hasn't put it all together yet. That's clear. And you know, talk from Washington that he wasn't putting, you know, whether you call it all the effort or focus or energy into this season. So that's not good. Look, Nick Foles, he put energy, effort, and everything into Super Bowl 52. What he said this week, fascinating. A real deep dive breakdown on the Philly special. We're going to get to that in just a moment. Let's get to Jerry right now. Another Philly's loss last night. Good morning, Jerry. Jerry, not ready to go. That's a shame. We go to Gary. He's calling from New Jersey. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, buddy.
I thought it was really nice of you guys to let it go when the guy that was railing on Topper said that he took Kingery out too soon.
Yeah, I noticed that. I was very confused, and I just thought, let's just move on. Yeah.
You're very forgiving, Jeff.
You're very forgiving on the Friday.
I heard it. Oh, I'm getting ready for Beat the Hammer. You know, my mind's elsewhere.
I heard L.A. talking the other day. He was talking about hitting coaches. And basically what he said is he could fix something. He could fix if there's something wrong with their swing. He sees it on tape. But if it's mental, then there's nothing he could do. And I think that's where it's at. I mean, I know Topper's not doing their best job in the world, but.
Well, I don't agree with you on if it's mental, there's nothing he can do. I would tend to guess, Gary, being a hitting coach is largely about helping players through mental struggles. Mm-hmm. You know, I think there's a couple sports where it really can get mental, frankly, fast. Hitting in baseball is one. I am certain golf is another. You know, I don't think football, it's much like that. Now, the kicker thing, you got that element. I think a wide receiver sometimes gets the dropsies. But, you know, the reality is any kind of coach in sports to a certain extent has to be pseudo-psychologist. And so, look, I'm not saying run this, you know, long guy out of town. I think that's, I mean, what do I know that he's not doing his job? The players who are paid a lot of money have to play better, period. Whether it's mental or not, they have to play better. It's their job.
Well, what was the approach last night? I was watching the first
Well, it's over-aggressive, clearly. It's clearly an over-aggressive approach. And, you know, Rob Thompson talked about that after the game, and he's not wrong. And to the point Elliot made earlier, maybe that is just who they are.
Well, I don't think it's maybe. It's clearly their fatal flaw. When they lose in the playoffs this year, I guarantee you the next day
we will be talking about.
I mean, I think Schwarber, Harper, and Turner went like 3 for 22 in this series. Yeah. It's like rewatching the same thing over and over.
But if you, I mean, I'm watching last night, the first pitcher was grooving them over the middle of the plate first pitch, and they're taking them. The next guy's throwing curveballs, and they're swinging at balls in the dirt. Like, I don't, the approach is just so.
Well, they're out of whack right now. They are. Gary, give me what had a moment.
Well, this was kind of crushed by Metallica, and then Metallica was crushed by South Park, Napster.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Great answer.
Wow. Napster's a wonderful answer. There's no question about it. All right, Nick Foles, he obviously had a moment. You know, he was on a podcast with Chris Long this week, and a fascinating description, probably more than I've ever heard him say. I mean, maybe he said it before, but I don't remember him going this deep before on the Philly special. What went into it, his thinking during it, his thinking after it. Nick Foles, this is a little bit over a minute, so bear with it. It's great stuff. Great stuff. Nick Foles on the Philly special.
Right before this, so there was a timeout. I don't know if you remember watching us all week in practice, but we had a speed option from the shotgun.
Yes.
And every time we butchered it, and it was awful. That was actually the play that was called. And then we called a timeout. And I ran over to the sidelines and asked for Philly Philly. To this day, I have no clue why I asked for Philly Philly. Because it's Philly special. I've thought NFL films, like, and now with artificial intelligence, I know that you can create voiceovers and stuff. So part of me that thinks that could have happened, but in reality, my brain was just probably in a weird state. When Doug and I talked about this, because we were going to rep this against the Vikings.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Vikings in the NFC Championship game, but we decided not to, and I just threw a touchdown to Alshon, made it easy, got to save the play. We were going to run this second half to go up by 2 scores, not first half to get up in general. And Doug trusted me enough because he knew me enough to know, like, Nick is feeling this, let's execute this. Because he could have overrode this play call, but he pauses and he said, let's do it. And then we run this, and I remember going up there, you know, we had a shift. We had to have, like, some acting that took some time, like, right here. And Lane was the trigger for Kels to snap the ball to Corey, and then, you know, Trey makes a amazing throw. I mean, people don't realize, like, Trey made an awesome throw that made it easy for me, but I was just worried about the DN right here. But the second he went down and I paused and I was out, I was just like, look this ball all the way in and just catch it and tuck it and score. And I didn't realize what this play would be for the city of Philadelphia or even the NFL. I just realized, like, man, this play worked to put us up on the Patriots going into halftime.
What an unbelievable moment in Philadelphia sports history, and obviously hearing Foles detail like that, pretty damn cool. You know what I don't have a sense of? I feel like I and maybe all of us are too close to it to know. Where does that rank in NFL Super Bowl lore? I mean, I know it's up there, but where up there? Is it top five? Is it top 10?
Great question.
Top 3? Like, I don't know.
I mean, there aren't, as we've discussed, there aren't that many named plays in the history of the sport.
I mean, Santonio Holmes' catch.
And not many have happened in the Super Bowl, as far as it goes.
So Santonio Holmes had a great catch, obviously, in that same game. I mean, I think the linebacker.
The James Harrison play.
James Harrison
that,
play
the
was
100-yard
nuts.
Return.
Right?
I'm with
Don,
you, dude.
You had the Don Beebe play, even though they're down by 77 points to the Leon Lett. I mean, you've had a lot, of course.
Do you think it dings the play?
Eli Manning's is bigger. Eli Manning.
Catch is bigger. The helmet catch is bigger.
Philadelphia, I'm not saying it's bigger for me. I'm saying it's bigger for the nation.
Again, that's another named play in the Super Bowl. There aren't many.
What is that name?
The helmet catch.
The helmet catch, yeah.
Do you think the play? So I think almost any list would have the Philly special top 10, in my opinion.
I would think so.
But do you think it gets dinged by the fact that it really didn't involve any great players? Like, we all love Nick Foles. But does it matter that ultimately it was not an Eli Manning play? But I'm saying in terms of where it,
nationally.
I agree it makes it more special.
No, I get what
how
saying.
It's viewed.
I understand.
I mean, it's not Peyton Manning. It's not Tom Brady.
It's not Montana to John Taylor to win it near the end.
Like if Tom Brady had pulled it off, which he didn't, but if he had, then it probably would have been.
Yeah, no, I get it. I don't know. It's It's up there.
What's interesting about that clip is it just kind of shows how much the result matters versus the call. Doug was getting ready to call a play that Nick acknowledged they were terrible with all week in practice, and Nick was going to call it, and then, of course, they switch it. So that is some really cool behind-the-scenes
stuff. And also, if they don't take the timeout, they don't run the Philly special.
Yeah.
I mean, just period, because they were going to do something else, and the timeout is essentially what gave Nick the time to say, hey, how about this? All right, let's go. And by the way, I still got to rip the statue. There's a statue down by the stadium. I'm not ripping the statue. Whoever put this whole freaking thing together. The statue has, I mean, it's great. It's a tremendous likeness of Foles and Peterson. It's a beautiful statue. I'm glad it's there.
So what's the issue?
I don't care if Carson was offended. And I don't know that he was, but if he was, tough cookies.
Yeah.
The statue at the bottom says, do you want Philly? Which it should say. It also should say Doug's answer. Yeah. Let's do it. It doesn't have that.
Nah.
Yes.
I don't think it's both. Do you want Philly?
It's both. It's Doug. Foles just said it. Foles like he could have overruled me. We know he called the play.
But Elliot's sitting there going, did he say yes? Like,
but
yes, we know he called.
Chip Kelly would not have taken the feedback and done it.
That's different than discussing what should be.
No, that's the heart of the matter. You had a coach who had a heart.
Does anybody see the statue?
He was smart.
Does anybody see the statue?
Believe in his players.
Oh, by the way, let me just get this off my chest while we're here. I've said it before. I'm going to say it again. I say it about once a year. I'm going to say it again. Major mistake by the Eagles about 5 or 6 years ago, and there may be no going back on it, although I will still advocate they should. When they won the Super Bowl, they had a damn big banner up. I don't know if banner is the right term. They had a big sign up that faced out to I-95. Like, we won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Okay? They took it down, I think, when that season was about to begin in 2018. It should have never come down.
Disagree.
It should have been. Look, I know in 2018 it was like, let's move on to the next season, and that's proper, but it is improper. Improper is not the right. It's unwise to remove that banner. I want every Eagles fan from now until forever going along 95 to see that. And I want every freaking Washington loser, every New York loser, every Boston loser. Look, they're not losers from like a title standpoint because they all got more than we got here. Okay, Washington's got their freaking three. New England's got
six.
Well, isn't
that why they shouldn't?
The Giants got four.
Don't they have a huge Super Bowl?
Keep it up. Come on.
Didn't they replace Carson with a big image of the Lombardi?
Well, they shouldn't keep a big image of Carson up.
No, yeah. I'm saying I think they do have.
But they don't have the face out Super Bowl 52 champs.
You won it on 95.
Super Bowl 52 champs, because they always are.
I disagree with that.
Okay,
I think you got to move on.
Let's go.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.